This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has secured a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly polls after nearly three decades as it crossed the majority mark, defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. Results declared so far for 65 out of 70 assembly seats show that BJP has won 44 seats and is leading in 4 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has bagged 21 seats and is leading on 1. The third contender, Congress, has been wiped out. Prominent winners from BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijender Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Manjinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, and Harish Khurana from Motinagar. Other BJP winners are Kailash Gehlot from Bijwasan, Karnail Singh from Shakur Basti, Neeraj Basoya from Kasturba Nagar, and Umang Bajaj from Rajendra Nagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdat from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Virendra Singh Kadian from Delhi Kent, Jarnail Singh in Tilak Nagar, Imran Hussain in Barli Maran, and Sahi Ram from Tughlaqabad. The notable faces who conceded defeat include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Oja, and Jitendra Singh Shanti, Congress's Sandeep Dixit, and BJP's Ramesh Bidhudi and Rajkumar Anand. In the by-elections, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. He defeated Samajwadi Party's Ajit Prasad by a margin of over 61,700 votes. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandira Kumar VC of DMK is leading from the seat. Now we go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for more. Suparna, what are the latest updates that you have for our listeners?
Yes, Naresh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reach BJP headquarters in Delhi in a short while from now, where he will address party workers. A festive atmosphere is prevailing there, and Party President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, and other senior party leaders are already present in the party headquarters. BJP has clinched a historic victory in Delhi after 27 years. And on the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party has suffered a massive setback. Performance of Congress is dismal as the party has failed to yet again open its account for the third consecutive time. BJP's landslide victory is being attributed to Prime Minister Modi's guarantee. Also, the Union Budget 2025, which focused on the middle class, also seems to have swayed the voters. Rising pollution, poor condition of roads and infrastructure, garbage issues, alleged liquor scam against AAP leaders, these all seem to have turned the people away from voting for AAP this time. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Suparna, for the update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for their historic and resounding mandate to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "It is BJP's guarantee that the party will leave no stone unturned in developing Delhi, improving the overall quality of life for the people and ensuring that Delhi has a prime role to play in building a Vikasit Bharat." Talking to the media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said, "The party's victory in Delhi Assembly polls is the victory of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, development and trust."
बदलाव का अगर कोई नाम है तो श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी हैं, क्योंकि दिल्ली की जनता ने विकास का हाथ थामा है, मोदी जी का हाथ थामा है, और दिल्ली की जनता ने बताया है कि दिल्ली को विकसित भारत की विकसित राजधानी बनाना है तो मोदी के साथ चलना है। इसलिए इस जीत का अगर कोई श्रेय जाता है तो हमारे कार्यकर्ताओं के साथ माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को जाता है।
Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal has said that the party accepts the results of Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed confidence that BJP will fulfill people's aspirations for what they were chosen. In the Indian Super League ISL football, the match between Hyderabad FC and Mohammedan SC is underway at the GMC Balayogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad. At half-time, Hyderabad FC were leading by 2-0. The Hyderabad strikers found the target in the 24th and 45th minutes of the first half. And that is the end of this news bulletin.